It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report. We've got a big change coming in the weather today. Temperatures are expected to take a nosedive ahead of some valley rain. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, you know, when I went out to work today, I went out without a hoodie, thought I was going to regret it. It's actually not too bad out right now. You can still kind of see the sunrise behind the clouds, but it's going to change a lot this afternoon. Highs are only expected to hit the mid-60s today. Then we're looking at a good chance of rain and thunderstorms in the valleys and even some mountain snow. And that's just going to ramp up tomorrow with highs only reaching the 50s tomorrow and Saturday. When all is said and done, KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says,
the valleys could pick up a quarter to a half inch of rain. Some spots more, some spots less. It's just the nature of this system.
Things, though, should start to clear out on Saturday before temperatures gradually start to rise again heading into next week. Live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Great Salt Lake is the highest it's been in years, and it's expected to rise even more. The Utah Department of Natural Resources is holding a contest to see if anyone can guess the lake's peak elevation. The winner will get some swag from the department. A company that tested new algae bloom treatments at a Utah reservoir last summer says the results are encouraging.
Blue-green algae blooms can create dangerous toxins that can make people and animals sick and can even kill them. So in September of last year, the city called in Blue-green Water Technologies to use their new technology to clean up the blooms at Manoway Reservoir.
And our team of scientists treated the Manoway Reservoir using our floating algaecide. Called Lake Guard Oxy.
Jan Spin from Blue Green Water Technologies explained they use a hydrogen peroxide solution which creates stress on the colony and causes it to collapse. The other big benefit is that this is an environmentally friendly solution that removes carbon dioxide and leaves only water and oxygen molecules behind. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
People living in a holiday neighborhood are trying to figure out what's next after emergency responders say they were forced to detonate a collection of old, unstable dynamite inside a house. Robert Ilyasov lives next door to the house that's now gone.
Six windows need to be replaced. Potential roof, because when it exploded, it dumped a lot of debris, not only in our house, but it even made it further down in the neighborhood.
He and other people have been directed to make claims through their homeowner's insurance to cover the cost of the damages. The big question around the destroyed house is, who's going to pay for it? KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Yeah, Amanda, it turns out insurance policies don't often have a clause for covering house blown up by ancient dynamite. KSL News Radio reached out to the Utah Insurance Department, which oversees coverage plans in the state. They responded in a statement that, quote, hazardous materials are almost always excluded from a homeowner's or renter's policy unless the consumer brought an endorsement to cover them. In other words, it looks unlikely insurance will foot the bill for this place. There's also an exception many times for losses caused by a government agency. But because each plan is individualized, the department asks Utahns with questions about their coverage to put their own questions to an agent. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today about whether or not presidents have absolute immunity.
The High Court has never been asked to determine whether a former president deserves immunity from prosecution because before Donald Trump, no former president had ever been charged with a crime. Trump says presidents need protection from prosecution to weigh affairs of state without feeling constrained. But in February, a three-judge appeals court panel said if Trump has his way, former presidents would be, quote, above the law for all time thereafter.
Former President Trump's attorneys say without absolute immunity, a president will be hesitant to make hard decisions. The nation's economy slowed last quarter, growing at a rate of 1.6%, according to a report released last hour. Consumers have slowed their spending, and economists say it's a sign that high interest rates may be taking a toll on borrowing and spending. The U.S. Secretary of Energy will be in Utah today. Jennifer Granholm will be highlighting a new approach to strengthening power grid resilience and bringing clean power to more families and businesses. She is also expected to announce the latest efforts to expand the nation's transmission capacity. First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we've got a lot of slow spots. I-15 and Sandy are getting worse now. We've got delays along Redwood Road going up to North Temple. We have a kind of an oil spill from a truck through that intersection causing delays. More delay now building on Mountain View on the west side of the Salt Lake Valley. And in Utah County, 2100 North and Lehigh getting pretty busy trying to approach I-15. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Duchesne County Sheriff's Office released a composite sketch of a woman they've been trying to identify for more than 20 years. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
Investigators found the woman's remains while executing a search warrant in the northwest part of the county in 2001. While they originally thought she may have been Native American, it was later discovered she was Hispanic, between 17 and 25 years old.
Investigators are hoping someone will recognize the woman through the sketch. You can see the sketch at KSLNewsRadio.com. Police say they've been unable to determine how an Iron County teacher died from head trauma in her home last year. A release from the Parowan Police Department says the patterns of injuries are not specific enough to determine the cause. Her case was originally investigated as an aggravated murder. The parent company of TikTok says they are ready to fight the U.S. government in court.
The popular social media platform could soon be forced to have new ownership or face a possible ban in the United States. On Wednesday, President Biden signed a foreign aid package that has a clause that could ban TikTok in the U.S. if the China-based company ByteDance doesn't part ways with its Chinese parent company within 180 days. Shouchu, the CEO of TikTok, says he will fight for the millions of users who use TikTok to express themselves.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side.
Shou says firewall protections are in place to protect users' data. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Chinese government says it intends to block any forced sale of TikTok by ByteDance. I'm Sue Aller.
Crews are working to reopen a large shipping channel at the Port of Baltimore after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Army Corps of Engineers General Scott Spellman says the next big challenge is clearing 5,000 tons of steel.
We're going to take that off with pressure cutting, small explosive charges, and we're going to cut that into manageable pieces. It's going to roll right into the river.
Once the large channel is open, it will allow about 80% of the cargo ship traffic in the port to resume. A lot of older people plan to stay on the job indefinitely.
For a growing number of older Americans, retirement is something their parents did. About a quarter of respondents age 50 and older to an AARP survey who are still working say they don't plan to ever quit. Some say they enjoy their jobs and they see no reason to leave them. But almost three quarters of respondents say they're worried about prices rising faster than their income. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A famous imprint of what looks like a rat in a Chicago sidewalk has been cut out and is getting a new home.
A portion of sidewalk in Chicago's north side neighborhood of Roscoe Village has bared an imprint of a rat. It was discovered by a bigger audience when a Chicago comedian shared a photo of it on social media. City officials say the concrete around the rat is damaged and had to be replaced. A lot of work was done across the street from Georgina Ulrich's home.
Oh my gosh. All this for a rat imprint.
Some neighbors complained about the visitors. Some left coins and other items across the sidewalk. The square is now in storage.
Bye-bye, rat hole. You're going off to your new home somewhere else.
It's not clear where it will end up, and some neighbors think the imprint was caused by a squirrel. I'm Ed Donahue.
I wonder why that caught the public's attention so much. It's hard to figure out sometimes. 7:09 now, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, right now, if you're on I-15, that slowdown is being pretty consistent between 123rd and 106 South as you head north towards Salt Lake. A lot of Redwood delays right now from the south side of I-80 up over the top and up towards North Temple. This point, I'm starting to wonder if they're going to force people onto I-80 instead of letting them cross over while they try to clean up the intersection where the oil is spilled. Coming out of Tooele, I-80 still clear from Lake Point to the airport. Heather?
No accidents reported in Weber or Davis County, but traffic is filling in. You're going to see your typical congestion areas on city streets in Ogden, Clearfield, and some in Layton. I-15 still has most of your traffic, but the good news is I haven't seen any slowdowns yet between Ogden and Salt Lake. Eric?
Cleanup of a crash continues westbound I-80 at the East Canyon exit. You've only got one right lane available to go through there, and from time to time you do see some slowing. Heading out to the mountains, not a problem this morning, and alongside the mountains, 215 East Belt, heading north from 6200 South up to the mouth of the canyon, Foothill Drive up to the university, all of that is in good shape. Don't miss the Bedrock Courts bonus cash event. Get 8% same as cash allowance or 12 months 0% financing on any purchase of over $3,000, including countertop sinks and more. Visit bedrockquartz.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast, 7 a.m. We've got 56, partly cloudy skies, maybe even a mountain sprinkle. Into the lunch hour, mostly cloudy skies. You'll start to see those clouds billowing up. Temperatures in the mid-60s. By this afternoon, topping out at 68, with a chance for some pop-up thundershowers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Thank you to my weather watchers letting me know it's sprinkling in Midvale, sprinkling and a rainbow in Cottonwood Heights. Right now, let's see what our temperature is downtown. We are at 55 degrees. The NFL draft starts tonight with millions of people expected to tune in.
The Chicago Bears hold the first pick in tonight's NFL draft. They're widely expected to take Southern Cal quarterback Caleb Williams. Bears general manager Ryan Poles told reporters they've been evaluating Williams not just as a football player, but as a person.
I think the biggest thing is, like, does he fit in our culture and what we're trying to do? And all signs were that he does. So, that was positive.
Last year, more than 54 million people watched some part of the three-day event. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Former BYU quarterback and second overall pick in the 2021 draft, Zach Wilson, got a very special welcome to his new team, the Denver Broncos. Hall of Fame quarterback Peyton Manning tells Denver Sports he reached out to Wilson as soon as he learned Wilson was traded from the Jets.
Actually, I've never met Zach, but I got his number yesterday from the Broncos and reached out to him and, you know, welcomed him to Denver and was excited for this new chapter. He sounds excited to be here, so hopefully it'll be a good fit.
That is so cool. Manning says it really hurts young quarterbacks like Wilson to have multiple coordinators in their first few years in the NFL. He's hoping the trade works out well for Wilson and the Broncos. Former Utah high school standout Penei Sewell has agreed to massive contract extension with the Detroit Lions. The all-pro offensive lineman will make $112 million over the next 4 years, making him the highest-paid lineman in the NFL. Sewell played at Desert Hills High School in St. George before he made it to the pros. Hockey fans packed the Delta Center last night to officially welcome Utah's new NHL team. General Manager Bill Armstrong says he wants to keep the energy going.
And we want to rev it up in here. We want to become the loudest building in the NHL in here. And that building out there gives us a chance.
The team also toured the Jazz practice facilities and were told about the plans to remodel the Delta Center. If you've ever called in sick to stay home and watch sports, you are in good company. KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit joins us live. Michael?
Amanda, the national average for people who have done this sits around 57%, according to a study done by online gambling company Betway. But we're not talking about national levels here. In Utah, 78% of those surveyed say they've called in sick with a fake illness in order to stay home and watch a game, especially if it's football, basketball, baseball, or the Olympics. And if you're wondering about the other podium placers here, Coloradans came second, Marylanders came third. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, a unique contest caught the attention of the internet. What in the world? That is not a seagull. That's a 9-year-old boy. He was the winner of the European Seagull Imitating Contest. Cooper Wallace wore his full seagull costume to get into character and showed the crowd everything he had at the Belgium contest. He told the Times of London, "I just wanted to make the noise to remember I got pecked by one, but I like seagulls." Did you do that, Gustavo? No. Apes riding horses were spotted in San Francisco this week, but they weren't trying to take over. They were just doing some promotions for the new movie. Although, that's right, that comes out. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes comes out on May 8th. KSL News Time now is 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the holiday home blown up by old dynamite likely won't get covered by insurance because of a general rule for most coverage plans. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, the Supreme Court will hear arguments today about whether or not presidents have absolute immunity. More in a moment with ABC News. Third, traffic and weather together.
I-15 still slow as you go up through Draper. Right now, they've actually closed the intersection at North Temple and Redwood while they try to clean up the oil that's spilled. I do see some northbound traffic getting through, but I can't see where they're coming from. And there's a lot of northbound delay on Redwood right now going over I-80 and up to North Temple. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Pop-up storms possible this afternoon, then more rain tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 55 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. And time for our top national stories.
From ABC News.
I'm Sherry Preston. At the U.S. Supreme Court today, the question of whether anyone who serves as president can be immune from prosecution for anything they did while in office. ABC's Terry Moran is outside the Supreme Court.
Former President Trump is claiming that he cannot be prosecuted for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election because his lawyers will argue in court presidents have, quote, absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for any official acts they take as president.
Also today in New York,
Donald
Trump stopped by a construction site on his way to criminal court, where he's on trial for his alleged role in a hush money scheme ahead of the 2016 election. Donald Trump is also named as an unindicted co-conspirator in a case out of Arizona that said he and others schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency to keep him in office after the 2020 election loss. More than 200 days in captivity for Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polin, who was seen on a video released by Hamas this week. His mother, Rachel Goldberg's reaction.
Any parent and anyone who has parents can imagine, after 201 days, more than half a year of doubt and fear and angst and trauma, to have that. It was very bittersweet.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson visiting Jewish students on the campus of Columbia University, at one point chanting by pro-Palestinian activists, drowned him out.
They have screamed at those who bear the Star of David. Enjoy your free speech.
Numerous protests on other campuses as well. That's the University of Texas, where police on horseback dispersed crowds. Dozens were arrested. Just in for the Commerce Department, the nation's GDP rose 1.6% in the last quarter, a sharp slowdown from the previous quarter. You're listening to ABC News.
The list of possible names for Utah's NHL team keeps growing. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla joins me live in studio. All right, what are the front runners, Alexandria?
So, Amanda, there are actually two new potential names that have been filed and trademarked, and they are the Utah Ice and the Utah Mammoth. They were trademarked by the same companies that filed the other ones. So now there are nine total. Okay. We have the Utah Blizzard, Fury, HC, Hockey Club, Ice, Mammoth, Outlaws, Venom, and the Yetis. Ryan Smith, the new owner of the team, has already confirmed that it will be determined by a bracket vote. The people are going to get to choose the names. Some people are really excited. Some people are not excited. And actually, Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news broadcasted live from the plaza last night at the NHL welcome party, and they did a little vote of their own. You can actually see the whiteboard vote on KSL News Radio's X account. And Utah Yetis does seem to be the crowd favorite. It's pretty consistent across the board. But the Utah Blizzard also stood out. A lot of people like that. And some people are even saying that we should do a combination. So we should be the Utah Blizzard, but then the mascot should be a Yeti.
Oh, okay. I can see that. Boy, Tim, my partner, is big time into the Yeti. That's his favorite by a long shot. But Gustavo was saying, what about the Utah Seagulls? That's not in there anywhere?
You know, I have not seen that, but I think that would actually be, that'd be pretty good. That'd be pretty good. Be fun.
Oh, and the Delta Center could be the nest, Gustavo says. Can you imagine if the whole arena was making that noise that we just heard that kid make? Oh my gosh, that'd make people crazy.
That would be pretty great. I won't lie. Personally, I think that'd be pretty great. But I don't know if other people are too into it. I guess we'll just have to see this fall. We'll have to see what wins. There's also a poll on KSLSports.com. So you can vote. And there are a bunch more that aren't quite trademarked, but still sound cool. Like I saw the Stags.
Utah Stags. I think I'm still a Yeti person, although I like the Blizzard-Yeti combination. That's interesting.
Yeah, so I guess we'll just have to see.
All right, KSLSports.com. Thank you, Alexandria.
Thanks.
Alexandria Bonilla with me on some of the new names for our new NHL team that we'll have a right to choose. Right now it's 7:19. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, slowdowns on I-15 still in place. 123rd up to 106 out. Those have stayed pretty consistent for the last half hour or so. We've got more backups starting to appear along Mountain View between West Jordan and West Valley. And then we've got the intersection closed at North Temple and Redwood Road, or at least it's not closed, but they're trying to do the cleanup where they pour that stuff on the oil that spilled. They're now letting southbound traffic in one lane go through the intersection, but the northbound side has the bigger backup. Heather?
We do have delays on the city streets in Weber and Davis counties. Most of this is around the school zones now, especially in Clearfield and Layton. But we're also picking up our typical backups on both 4800 and 5600 South and Roy. That's all heading east toward I-15. Once you hop on the freeway, though, we're still at freeway speeds the entire way from Ogden to Salt Lake. Eric.
Well, we still got some westbound slowing on I-80 heading by the crash that's blocking off all but the right lane. This is at the East Canyon exit. And for a bit there, it looked like they were stopping traffic altogether. So they poured that absorbent over one of the lanes. And it could take a while for it to clear. It's already taken it for a while to get this thing cleared up if you're heading out from Park City into the valley. I-15, Utah County is in good shape, but you do have usual slowing now. Mountain View Corridor, as it turns into 2100 North at Redwood Road and then heads over to the freeway. Update your kitchen with Durden's Appliance, where they meet any competitor's price. Visit Durden's.com or on 5th South and Bountiful. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast, cooler today, high of 68 with a chance for pop-up isolated storms in the afternoon. 57 tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms. AM rain showers Saturday, then clearing but chilly. 55. 62, partly cloudy on Sunday. How about Monday? 70, mostly sunny. Back to mid-70s by Tuesday. How about high pressure overhead on Wednesday? 79. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, let me see, it's 55 degrees downtown, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Well, today is the NFL draft. It kicks off tonight at 6 o'clock our time. I'll be talking with Jeremiah Jensen more about it in the 8 o'clock hour, I think around 8:45, so next hour, about not only the top overall picks, but which players should we be watching with Utah ties, either high school or college players with Utah ties? Where will they go in the NFL draft? So stick around next hour, 8:45. We'll talk about that with Jeremiah Jensen. But coming up next, the last time we checked the markets, they were way down, and the futures are still way down. We're only about 10 minutes away from the opening bell, so it's going to be a bumpy ride. We'll check money news just ahead on KSL News Radio.